Hi guys, welcome back. It's JT Hackett here with JT Hacks Business. In this episode of the podcast, we're going to talk to you guys about gaining customers. How do you gain customers? What are you doing to stay engaged and to retain those customers? What are you doing on your day-to-day to pretty much gain your customers' interest and keep them interested in what you have to offer? So without further ado, we're just going to jump right in. So basically, what people don't understand is when you run a business, no matter what type of business that you operate, you have to stay engaged with your customers on a day-to-day basis. In this day and time, with the way the world is going, social media being so important to people these days, our devices are in our hands 24/7. You have to go to where your customers are. Your customers are on social media. They're on social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and what's gaining popularity now is TikTok. Used to be Musical.ly, now it's TikTok. If you can get into that space now, while it's small and while the organic reach is basically pretty much free, you won't go wrong. Trust me, TikTok is probably undervalued right now. I know it's a different younger crowd, different demographic, but you know, those are your future customers, so get in there now because we'll be in there next. And again, so to stay engaged with your customers, basically, like I said, you have to go where they are, and that's social media. You know, you're going to advertise to your customers by posting an ad of a special that you're having at your restaurant, for instance. You know, a $2 off burgers on Tuesdays, but just post a picture of it, post a coupon ad, and that's it. If people comment on your post, make sure you communicate with them. They're taking the time out of their day to show interest in your business, so make sure you communicate back with them. Don't leave them hanging there in the comment section, guys, and not respond to them. Make sure you follow up and communicate back with them. First thing you can do is leave customers wanting answers to questions and not getting any response from you. That's pretty much neglect, like neglecting your business, like neglecting a child. I mean, customers want to engage with you, engage with them. You have a free site here with social media to communicate with your customers, so do so. And again, and if you're going to post ads, make sure that they are not the same ads across every platform. Make sure that you cater to every platform differently because you have different types of customers or different type of people on different platforms. For instance, on Twitter, you gotta be short and sweet. People are not there all day. People aren't looking for maybe pictures are there, but it's not the basis of that social network. Instagram is picture based. Facebook, you can be a little more long-winded, but still try to keep it brief and straight and sweet. You know, you can do a little video clip on there. And again, if you're the type of business that you're offering, I mean, LinkedIn, let's not forget about LinkedIn either. LinkedIn right now has a lot of organic reach that Facebook and Instagram had when they first started, but it's gone away now. So most of your ROI is going to come from paid ads. So, but with LinkedIn right now, you still have that organic reach. So take advantage of LinkedIn. I mean, really, really, really take advantage of LinkedIn and TikTok right now before they become Facebook and Instagram. So, and Snapchat's there. Don't forget about Snapchat. I mean, if you're going to engage with your customers, just make sure that you cater to the platform that you're engaging to them on. Like I said, don't create a standard video. Don't create a standard message. Don't create a standard picture and cross-post it across all platforms. You have to cater to each platform differently. I know there's some apps out there that help you just, you know, set it and forget it. You make one post and it goes out to every platform, and that's great and all, but you know, it really may only get, you might see only some engagement from one platform as opposed to another platform, because it may work better on Instagram, but it might not do well at all on Twitter. So just make sure that you take the time out of your day, maybe an hour a day. When you first get up in the morning, make that part of your morning ritual to post, you know, post before you consume. Let's try that. Let's say this. Post before you consume. What I mean by that is, get up in the morning. Don't go straight to your phone. Don't grab your phone. I know it's a bad habit to do, and I know it's going to be hard. Don't grab your phone. Go out there and maybe grab a laptop or a tablet or something and post. Or if you need your phone to do these things, get your phone, but do not engage on social media. Do not go out there and consume social media before you post or create your own ads or whatever it is, information that you need to get out to your customers. Create yours first before you go out there and consume someone else's. Trust me, it's going to be there all day. You can catch up later. Just make sure you get out there and engage your customers first. That's the most important thing, is you and what you have going on, what you're building, what are you trying to build. If you're in a business, or if you're an influencer, or whatever it is that you're engaging on social media for. But like I said, in business, make sure that you post before you consume, and make sure that you are not posting one ad and it going, same ad going across multiple platforms. So let's just make sure that we keep that to a minimum. Let's make sure that we create content for each individual platform. Again, guys, make sure that we're taking advantage right now of TikTok. It's going to be big. I'm telling you now, it's going to be big. And LinkedIn is pretty much underrated right now, but it's growing. It's growing fast. So make sure you take full advantage of the organic reach that you have right now on LinkedIn and TikTok. And then again, engaging with those customers. Let's reiterate on that. Make sure that you're engaging with the customers. If they're engaging with you, make sure you communicate back. Don't leave them waiting, guys. If you had a restaurant, you wouldn't leave your customers sitting there waiting. If you had a doctor's office, you wouldn't leave them sitting there waiting for days before you respond, before you help them. So treat it just as if they was right in front of you. Respond. Set time in your schedule throughout the day to engage with these customers or potential customers or clients. So that's very important in building business. It's very important in growing your business. So let's make sure that it's an important part of our day. Again, guys, our social media is JT Hex Business. We're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we're on YouTube now. Yes, we got video content coming to YouTube, so make sure you find us there at JT Hackett or JT Hex Business. And again, like and subscribe to this podcast. I just wanted to check in with you guys and let you know what's going on. We're here after this show. The next couple of shows are going to be maybe interviewing. We're going to try to start doing some interviewing with local businesses to try to pick their brains on how they got where they are. How did they get where they are? You know, what pretty much drove their success? What drives them every day to get up and want to go out here and grind? You know, what makes them rise and grind? And what are their ultimate goals are? And any question that you may have, just chime in, send them to the show, let us know. And again, share the podcast, like, subscribe. Have a great day.